Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone. It's Handle Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live today, February the 1st, 2019. It is a Financial Friday. We have a live show for you today, and today's topic is going to be the USD means United States default, not dollar. So that's going to be today's show. Looking forward to that. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We have with us the co-host, Pastor Keith, is here in the building, and we're ready for your calls and your questions or your comments. I think it's very, very important. This is, I think, it's a very significant show that we're about to do today. So, but before we get into the show, everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network. If you haven't given a dollar this week, those of you that haven't, today is Financial Friday, so please go to the website, give $1. If you are listening, if you have been listening to the show, that would definitely support the network and put it in a position of advantage. So please do that. And you can do that at www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Also, you can support the network by being a member inside of its social media program. You saw how I did that, Keith. Bye. By being a member in its social media program known as BTR Community. You can find it at www.btrcommunity.com. Become a member for only $24 a year, and then with that, you can engage in all of your social media activities without being anywhere near as affected as you would on the other platforms such as Facebook. So come on over to BTR Community and be a part of this network, and so that it can continue to do what it's been doing. Okay, also, everyone needs to be acquiring real money. You need to be saving in real money. Go to Prosperity Mint, Prosperity Mint's full-service precious metals dealership, where you can exchange your currency for real money. It's not about how much cash you have. It's really about how many assets you control. That's wealth. The key to wealth is not determined by how much cash you have, but how much assets you control. Very, very important. So come on over to Prosperity Mint. Then when go check out the inventory that's there, then email info@prosperitymint and say, hey, I'm a Tando Radio Show listener, and someone will get in contact with you to explain to you the buying process. It will not be used for any other sales call, will not be shared with anyone else. So when you email, make sure you respond to you and just say, hey, Dave sent me from Tando Radio Show. Okay. Financial Friday. USD means United States default, not dollar. But before we do that, everyone, what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to probably move the overall seminar that we were going to have here to May. And so Keith and I will just, I think May would be a better month. Move it to May, and Keith and I will put that together so that we can have a great, seminar, and we'll go over the itinerary in the next couple of days or a week or so. But in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have to take some time off from the show, because I just need to get some things taken care of. So we'll let you know about that as well. All right. So here we go. Keith, you ready? Keith has just woken up, so he's back. Keith is back preoccupied with his addiction of the games on the phone. So hey, whatever you got to do to keep yourself fit, right, Keith?
Absolutely.
There we go. So all right, here we go, Keith. First article we got from Watchdog.org. Report: 63 out of America's largest cities can't pay their bills, require $330 billion in unfunded debt. 63 out of 75. America's largest cities. 63 out of 75 of America's largest cities. This is what's happening. This is why today's show is USD, United States Default. So check out that article. Next article, we covered this early in the week. I said we would come back to it. This is from the New York Post. New York City is the most financially distressed city in the nation. New York City is officially the most financially distressed metropolitan in America. In America, it should be in the United States. Well, no, that statement may be true. It could be the most financially distressed city in America.
Yeah.
Which encompasses Canada,
yeah.
Mexico,
yeah.
Central America, and South America. I don't think it would be, but of the big cities, yeah, it could. So that statement could be very, very true. But we know it's definitely in the United States. According to a local debt counselors and financial analysts, the city's credit delinquency rate and levels of bad personal debt are the highest in the nation. We saw household debt in a credit soar by $219 billion, or 1.6% to $13.5 trillion. That's not right.
Why not?
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. Which to $13.51 trillion in the third quarter of 2018, a record $837 billion more than its previous peak in 2008. It's almost a trillion over 2008. Let that sink in. We're going to come back to that. Almost a trillion over just in the third quarter.
Ooh. May 2018.
Or 2018. That's huge.
That's huge.
I mean, I'm like, wait a minute. Did I just really see what I read?
You know, I think what that shows is because I just read something else, and we're looking at the situation that we're talking about. I just read something that Congress is looking at another huge tax break, tax cut for the ultra-wealthy. I think the writing's on the wall to basically say, look, these people know what time it is. They know the country's gone. They don't care. They're getting everything that they can get out before they make their individual exits.
Yeah. Well, they've already made their exit, but they're going to get a...
pad their exit. Their locations that they're going to.
Right. They made their exit. Like you said, Keith, they're just going to get everything that they can get out before the empire crumbles, falls completely.
And why the masses hasn't waken up to this yet is beyond me.
I don't know, but this is what we do. This is what we do. So we're going to take a look at this. Let me read that one more time. You ready, Keith? Household debt and credit has soared by $219 billion, or 1.6% to $13.51 trillion in the third quarter of 2018, a record 837 billion more than its previous peak in 2008. So the previous peak of 2008, just by the third quarter of 2018, has peaked almost $1 trillion. It's basically, oh my gosh.
So that's 10 years.
It's a trillion dollar increase.
That's 10 years.
Since the high, no, just since the highest. The highest has been is 2008. Now this is $1 trillion above that.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Yeah. Huge. And what does that mean? That it's the cash that is that high. It's the debt instrument.
Sure.
It's the bona fide debt instrument.
And what they're doing is they're getting all the cash that they possibly can and converting it to assets before it explodes.
Huh? Right.
While the masses are still trying to get all the cash that they can
to hold it,
to save it.
Hold or not being paid enough of it to be able to maintain their quality of life and standard of living, you know, because it won't sustain you,
right?
It won't sustain you. So check out that article. Next article from RT International: We must avoid mistakes of Libya. Italian deputy foreign minister speaks out against Venezuelan regime change. That's from RT International. Next article from Sputnik News. Russia continues to sell off billions of dollars in U.S. debt. We're going to take a look at that as well. Next article from Press TV. Huge one. Defying U.S., Europe launches payment channels with Iran. Europe is saying, forget you, U.S., we're going to have business with Iran. Forget you and your sanctions.
The petrol dollar is now deceased.
So what are you going to do? Sanction us? Okay. You can sanction us. Well, what? You don't have no influence no more in the world anyhow. Nope. What you going to sanction us with? We're not going to give us any of your cash?
What did Russia say?
There's nothing that you can give me.
We don't want nothing you got.
So big, huge. Next article from the South China Morning Post. How U.S. ambiguity in the South Sea of China puts Philippines alliance at the crossroads. Check out that article. Next article, this one came from Wired. San Francisco could be the first to ban facial recognition technology. Check out that article. Definitely, I'm in support of all of that. Next article.
Read that again.
San Francisco could be the first to ban facial recognition technology. Of a local.
Are you going to talk about that later?
I'm going to talk about that next week.
Next week.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that. With the, remember the 5G being used as a weapon, China and the U.S., 5G is actually a part of the military war that they're going to be engaging against each other, 5G. So we're going to talk about that yesterday. We read that one yesterday, I think.
Okay.
And what's in the news. So we'll do that one. So let me remember what it was. I'm going to go find it real quick. It was this article right here. Why 5G? A battleground for U.S. and China is also a military conflict, from South Sea of China, a Morning Post. We're going to read that one. We're going to do that story next week. So, okay, so now, next article from the anti-media. People who care about democracy don't plot coups abroad. Very true. Very, very true. So check out that article, and they're talking about the administration. Next article from RT International. You ready, Keith?
Mm-hmm.
Till debt do us part, Russia and China continue dumping U.S. treasuries. Check out that article. Next article.
You gonna talk about that?
Yeah. Yes, we gonna talk about that. You're the co-host, Keith. You know, if there's some things you'd like to, you know, discuss, we will definitely talk about it. Next article from Sputnik News, Venezuela. Venezuela gold sends gold to UAE in exchange for cash euros. So it's a swap that they did, but they've also did it to protect their they also did it to protect their overall gold as well. to check out that article. Next article from South China Morning Post, Japan and China promise to work to deepen trust. Check out that article. How do you do that? You get rid of the U.S. How do you do that? You get rid of the U.S. Because since World War II, Japan has become a servient serf nation to the U.S. Basically what they've become. So,
well, they're almost like a colony.
Yeah, they've been colonized by the U.S. completely. Yeah. So check out that article. Next article, so what do you think China's saying? Hey, you know what? We've been arch enemies forever. You act up, we'll get you. But this is what, you know, you can't beat us. But
I think they said something different to them.
Time
I said, look, for the real deal, we are brothers. And you're relying on what you know is the enemy.
Yeah.
To protect and overrule over you.
Yeah.
We got a better deal for you.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't go so far as China saying that Japan, you know, we brothers.
Brothers, yeah, they kind of got a history, don't they?
Woo!
They kind of got a history.
Woo! But big business has a way of making enemies friendly. So, yeah, I wouldn't go that far. So, check out that
article. Well, they still got more in common with each other than they do.
Oh, of course. Of course. Definitely. Next article. This one's from Press TV. Europe at gunpoint as the U.S. decides to quit missile treaty. So check out that. We're going to cover that some next
week. Read it again.
This one's from Press TV. Europe at gunpoint as the U.S. decides to quit missile treaty. They're getting out of the INF with Russia. And so that is not going to be a good thing. It's the war. It's the main war, for real. Next article from Alt Market. Martial law is unacceptable under any president. Very true. Martial law is unacceptable under any president. Check out that article.
You got to talk about that.
We're going to talk about that.
You put out a whole bunch of meat today. You just got to say, check out that article. Something needs to be talked about. A lot of it today.
We got a 2-hour show.
But we know how quickly that goes
by. So what we'll do, this will be part of part two from yesterday's show, because we need to look at the state of emergency and what that really means. So we'll carry that next week if that's okay with you. So I guess it is. Okay, great. We will do that. Next article from South Front. Regime change in Venezuela. Army defectors, Russian mercenaries, and disappearing gold. That was a pretty good one there if you want to check that out. Next article from RT International. U.S. seeks to protect hegemony by leaving INF treaty, but will only put itself in peril, experts say. Yes, without a doubt. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News as well. And this one is EU commissions impose protective measures on steel imports amidst U.S. tariffs. The world is getting rid of the U.S. in all forms and fashion. It is, and it's going to be very significant, very, very significant. The purge of the U.S. is unfolding. That's one of the things that I really wanted to express to everyone since we started this show. The world is going to purge itself of the U.S. And when they do that, it's going to actually bring charges against the U.S. And then there's going to be a global alliance against the U.S. And it's going to be politically, socially, economically, and militarily. And the U.S. will falter and lose that overall conflict, and it will turn into from the United States to the untied states of America. So check out that article. Next article, this one's from CNBC, Criminals Nothing But Criminals, Maxine Waters. It is absolutely clear that things are heading towards Trump's impeachment. Check out that overall article. So I'm surprised that Keith didn't stop everything and say, you know, we're going to talk about that one right now. So, but we got a good agenda here. Next article from RT International, U.S. withdrawal from INF treaty in 118 days. Celebrity figurehead Secretary of State Pompano said. So check out that. I don't like these dudes. So check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. This is a very significant one as well. Blackwater's founder's firm to build a training base in China.
Say that. What?
Why would Why would that be so surprising? Blackwater's founders firm, the Blackwater's the firm that Blackwater's creator came from, Blackwater's founders firm to build training base in China. Of course.
So, what do you mean? You say of course like that. So basically, actually, that goes back to what I addressed a couple of weeks ago, meaning that Blackwater has no loyalty to his country whatsoever.
It's a paid mercenary organization. Remember what China said? We will what? Fund your what? Enemies. We'll fund your enemies. Huge, huge, huge.
Let's talk about that a second.
Remember, we can't keep. Got to pick that one up next week as well. That one we got to pick up as next week.
We got to pick that one up.
Yes, it's
that's
very, very
huge.
Simple. It's
that's
really,
huge.
It's really, really significant. Yes, it really is. And so we'll pick that one up. If you would like, Keith, if we could, we would just need to move on from that one. But we will definitely pick that up. Next article from RT International. It's all about the money. U.S. defense of democracy is a pretext for seizing control of resources. And this article title is absolutely right. It's all about the money, but money isn't what you've been taught in school. Cash, that ain't the money they're talking about. Here's what it says. U.S. defense of democracy is a pretext for seizing control of resources. Because resources are a form of money, and controlling them is the most important thing. Remember what we said at the beginning of the show, wealth is not determined by how much cash you have, but how many assets you control. That's what wealth is. So check out that article. Next article from Free Market Central, California's new governor calls for a tax on drinking water. Next article from CNBC.
A tax on drinking water.
Yes, a tax on drinking water.
And as shocking as that might sound, that was inevitable.
Yeah, you knew that was coming. It would be a tax for air. It's for the sun rays. It would be taxed for leaving your residence, going out of your house into the open air. And see, these things, in my overall assessment, is completely illegal.
But there's already tax on you're sure. Charged for water.
Sure.
So there's already it's already been taxed.
Tax some more. There's always some room to tax some more, Keith, in a so-called civilized society. There's always taxes. That's really what determines if you're in a civilized society or not. And being civilized, when they say you're refined, no, what that means is that you've been domesticated. You've been told how to act outside of your interests. That's really what it means. Civilized means that you're a slave and you uphold a slave doctrine, because that's what it does. But it does.
I don't know, Dave.
You don't know what?
I don't know what you just said. I don't know if I agree with that. I agree with that as far as that statement goes. Under a corrupt entity, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's plan was to civilize society.
Not hardly.
It's just that man has corrupted.
Look, not hardly. Not hardly, Keith.
What do you mean?
Not hardly. Man has an economy. God has an ecosystem. How many birds do you ever see carrying a wallet around?
Maybe so.
Wait.
All right, go ahead.
How many birds you see with a
none?
How many birds you see with a watch on their
none?
Okay.
But
wait.
I go. What am I waiting for?
How many birds do you see?
I go.
Having a report for work.
Okay.
Nah, don't work. That's the ecosystem is a completely different system.
Okay, so. Civilization has nothing to do with relationship?
Sure it does.
And that's my point. So it's all about relationship. And relationship, you and I and like-minded individuals,
but right, there's
that don't have malevolence, but benevolence at our heart We live in a civilized society. It's not except with you bringing in the corruption of man makes what you're saying is true. So now yours is probably more true than it isn't, because the vast majority of it is under that. But I don't think that you could say that a civilized society is about ultimately what a civilized society was supposed to be about, was relationships and like-minded individuals growing and prospering together, because you and I can accomplish more together than either one of us can accomplish as individuals.
I would think that the school would be on my side, Keith, if we took
it. I figured you would.
I think the score would be on my side if we took account. If we really took account of how that would. Well, we'll count it, Chief, pretty soon here. And I think you'll say, okay, point made. So point received, Chief, point received. So next article from CNBC. After a long slump, this could be gold's year. So check out that article. And last article we have, and this one comes from Sputnik News, is, this is funny how this works. Mexico just had a pretty big earthquake. This one comes from, that is a big earthquake. That's 6.6.
There's also a massive shooting going on right now.
Yeah. Shoot. A massive earthquake hit southern Mexico. Ooh. I've been in a 6.4. Woo, not good. Wouldn't want to be there. So check this out. Last article from Sputnik News. Israel's AG, Attorney General, refuses to postpone Netanyahu's indictment until after the elections. Isn't it kind of funny how Netanyahu and celebrity figurehead Trump are allies, staunch allies in this whole thing of impeachment and actually an indictment of Netanyahu and his family. Wife, son, him, are under scrutiny to be indicted.
And see, at the risk of sounding ignorant, I wasn't aware of Yahoo being indicted.
Yeah, his wife, him, and his son. So pretty significant. So check it out. So, all right, so that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5051. 704-802-5051 is the call-in number. And would love to hear from, The number is 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, 704-802-5056. So with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. All right, here we go. Today's show, USD means U.S. default, not U.S. dollars. So very, very important. So, but just before we kick that off, Keith, I think that's very significant that, the U.S. dollar is really a counterfeit, because it's not even holding to its true meaning. Because the word dollar means silver. It's a Latin word for silver. That's what dollar means. And the symbol that the U.S. dollar has with the S with the lines through it is a symbol of silver, the old ancient symbol of silver, not a piece of paper that is a debt, but of a fiat that is backed by intrinsic value. You hear a lot of people say that the U.S. is just a fiat. The U.S. dollar is a fiat dollar, not backed by anything. That's a true statement, but most people misconstrue what the word fiat means. Gold can be a fiat. Silver and gold is a fiat. There's the silver and gold fiat. Fiat, just in the right term, is a economical term, meaning that it's designated and decreed by a government. Okay, that's all it means, that it's designated or decreed by the government. So silver and gold is a fiat as well. It's just a fiat that has intrinsic value. So when you hear people talking about the dollar is just a fiat, well, that's not a bad thing. If it's, a fiat is not a bad thing. It just means that
this is what the government is recognizing as a form of currency or money. Okay? But when it is a debt instrument, that's the problem. And I think it's very important that we understand those things, because we have to have as much measures of truth to fully grasp what it is that ails us and what it is that actually hinders us in the obstacles that are before us. So gold, you know, American gold eagle is a fiat. American silver eagle is a fiat. But you want your fiat to be what, Keith? Money.
Real.
Yes. You want your fiat to be money. So I have no problems with fiat. None whatsoever. So, all right. So we're going
to... Okay. So originally speaking, though, the dollar, we shouldn't have had a problem with the dollar.
Until, right. Because the dollar means what, Keith?
Silver.
Right. So we should have never had problems with silver.
No, I'm taking this step further beyond mm-hmm. what you said.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have a problem with the dollar as we know it,
mm-hmm.
as long as they kept it to a one-on-one representation of what it was backed by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. As long as they kept it as a dollar.
Right.
So, but see, but
they used to call them silver certificates.
Well, no, not even a silver certificate. A silver certificate is really no different than the dollar you have, because a silver certificate, if you're not able to redeem it, it's just a piece of paper.
Well, that's the point that I'm making, though.
Yes.
Back in the day, though, a silver certificate, if it was at the top of it,
mm-hmm.
you could go at any time, take that dollar, mm-hmm. and demand that equal value in silver.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying.
Right.
So as long as it was a one-on-one representation of what it was supposed to be representing,
mm-hmm.
it's fine.
Let me tell you what the problem is with that. And there's a country in South America that's getting a full understanding of that. It's called Venezuela. Here's the thing. If someone is holding your gold and you need to ask them for it by way of a piece of paper or by way of a plea and a petition, guess what? Guess what they could say to you?
I'm not going to give it to you.
Right.
Well, I understand the problems with it.
Yeah. So,
but I'm just saying, as an economic system, if they didn't allow the corruption and the greed to enter into it like they did.
Civilization.
Yeah.
Right. And no, I get you, Chief, and you're right. I just wanted to make sure the point that people understand, you never allow someone to hold your money. Even with a silver certificate, is it better than what you have now? Not until you can redeem it.
Oh, you mean what?
Right.
Yeah.
Because because what they give you is a piece of paper.
Right.
And what they hold is what?
That's back
the money.
That. I'll give you Monday.
Yep.
If you give me a sandwich today.
Yep. Yeah. So even a silver certificate was major problems. I don't need no if you have the overall item itself, you don't need a certificate of it.
Yeah.
you know? So Venezuela is learning that the hard way, and it's a message that's being sent to countries around the world. And this is why this Venezuela is going to cause for a real, real global war, because countries are starting to look at, wait a minute, we can't trust them countries that U.S., England, all those countries that hold on, Zurich, Switzerland, all those countries that hold on to people's gold, we can't trust them, because anytime they can say what? Mm-mm. Nope. There's a problem with this. Man, this is the war. This is a bank run. This is a run on gold that's going to be happening now. Hungary was smart. Hungary got their gold and took it a couple of months ago. We carried that story here. You were here for that one. I know you don't remember. I'm going to try to help you remember. But significance. But we need to get into today's show. Significant show. So here it is. There's a couple of things that we got. So the thing that I want to look at is this one story from watchdog.org. And let me pull this baby up. From watchdog.org. And anytime you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. So here we go. Watchdog.org. National report is out. Report, 63 out of America's largest 75 cities can't pay their bills. Required $330 billion in unfunded debt. According to a recent analysis of the most 75 populated cities in the United States, 63 of them can't pay their bills. And the total amount of unfunded debt among them is nearing $330 billion. Most of the debt is due to unfunded. What do you think it is? Key. What do you think the debt is tied to? The worst possible thing. Unfunded retirees' benefits, such as pensions and health care costs.
Yeah. We talked about that. And you got to couple that with the fact that that's also the most easily accessible.
Yeah, to steal. Yes, and believe me, all of it has been stolen. 63 out of 75. So you mean to tell me there's only 12 cities? Of the major cities, there's only 12 of them. And if you really look at their books, you'll find out something. Guess what? It's 75 out of 75. Because those overall pensions are going to be relying on what? The same pensions that the other 63 are relying on. Because when the ship goes down, guess what it's going to do? It's going to suck everything into the vortex of default.
So, now, this sounds unrelated, but I think it's directly related that we have to cover this at the same time as covering.
I'll be the judge of that, Keith. I just give Keith a hard time. I appreciate Keith. Go ahead.
You talked about Russia selling off all that debt.
Yes, it goes hand in hand. Yes.
Well, yeah. And what it does, and I don't know if the two people have put those two together.
What two people?
I mean, if people have put two articles together, what that means.
Yeah.
Because now what that means is not only are you having the situation which they can't pay their bills, but now you're going to have all those billions and billions of dollars coming back here.
Right. To actually erode the purchasing power that everyone does. See, what Russia and China is doing, they're getting rid of what they know is going to collapse. And they're getting rid of what's going to collapse for what's going, they're getting rid of debt to get into what? Assets. They're becoming debt free. And that's it. You can't get out of debt by holding on to cash. You're in the worst form of debt. Getting out of debt doesn't start with paying off your bills. Getting out of debt really starts with, and it ends with, converting your cash into real money, into an asset, into something that has intrinsic value, into what God created, not what man invented. Because man invented it all to control everyone through society. There you go. That's society. That corruption. Hand in hand.
I think it's important when you say cash, because, of course, you got to understand that Russia's got cash. China's got cash. We're talking about the American dollar.
Yeah.
And that distinction's got to be made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But even all forms of cash today is a debt instrument.
Sure.
The only one that is backed by,
assets.
Paper cash-wise, the only one that's backed by gold is the Swiss franc, has a small portion of it that's backed by gold. But once again, that's a certificate. If you can't redeem it and get the physical, guess what you got? Just as the U.S. dollar has. And this is going to actually, when the U.S. defaults, that overall default vortex is going to suck all of the currencies down into it. This is why they're going to back their currencies with gold and silver.
You mean after?
Just before during and after, yes. And then the U.S. will try to do it as well. So
the U.S. don't have nothing to do with
it. Oh, it's going to be a problem. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a problem. Right,
because they're going to take it.
Yep. Well, this is why they're stealing Venezuela's gold. This is why Venezuela's gold is being stolen. This is why this is why Libya's gold was being stolen. This is why the Ukraine gold was stolen. This is why they steal gold. You know, it's so funny that they're fighting over this gold, want their gold back in these crises. But what they say, oh, that's just a nothing. That's outdated. That's not important anymore.
Who said that?
You know, that's what the financial world says now. Gold is a relic. It's an ancient relic. It's a barbaric relic. Nobody needs that stuff anymore. Huh. Countries around the world are fighting for it now. You better be fighting for it.
They are.
No, I'm talking about the everyday people. The everyday person here better start fighting for it. Very, very, very significant and very important. So, in the article, it goes on. But they do go hand in hand together.
I think it needs to be just that simple statement.
What's that?
To be emphasized. What do you mean they better be fighting for it as the American everyday man?
The everyday person, doesn't matter where you are in the world, if you're listening to this overall show, if you are listening to this show, one of the wisest things that you could do for yourself, for your family, your community, is to acquire precious metals. Acquire them correctly. You need to be taught how to do that. But you need to be acquiring real money, because the rest of the world, sovereign wealth funds, they're fighting for it. They're going to be fighting each other over it. Don't you think why they're fighting over it? Don't you think there's a reason why they are? Because they know the overall value of it. See, and we are all domesticated to be price sensitive but unaware of value. We think that price stipulates what value is, and that's never the truth. Because price is what's created by man. Value has always been determined by what God has created. And we don't have that overall economic truth in our lives, practicing in our lives. And this is why we become disenfranchised. This is why we don't have prosperity, sovereignty, self-determination. So,
and again, I think it needs to be emphasized. I understand what you're saying. But your terminology, investing, we have to understand that we're not talking about investing for investing purposes. We're talking about flat out survival
and saving and having real value, something of value in your life. So at any given time, one, you can exchange it for something else of value that you don't have.
Food.
Yes.
Water.
Well, silver, you definitely want to have, you want to consume silver as well. You should be ingesting silver every single day. It strengthens your immune system. How important is your health to everything? That's why you need silver in our lives. And we got to change our overall, our relationship and our engagement, our actions. We have to change the way that we use or execute our energy. We have to be productive in what we're doing. So, very, very important. Did I emphasize that enough, Keith? I thought you did too.
Yeah, I think it, you know, again, just so often people think about gold and silver. They think about investing purposes and prosperity and all of that. But we are talking about
the basic
simple survival.
Yep,
we're talking about being able to, what's about to happen, being able to simply go by and be able to receive the things that we take so
for granted.
Fundamentally, for granted. Being able to eat and all those things.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about when you're talking about precious metals right now. Those other things that you're talking about with health and all that, those are fine, but those are upper echelon stuff. You're going to have gold and silver just to subsist from day to day to day.
Yeah, I definitely. You know, the value of silver is how important is the sun to you?
Ultimately, very.
Well, that's how important silver is. That's why people have to have a true understanding of what this is really all, what's been hidden from you, what have you been lied to about, or what have you been purposely made ignorant about, you know? So very, very important. So the article says, this year's pension debt accounted for $189.1 billion. This year's pension debt accounted for $189.1 billion. And other post-retirement benefits, OBES, other post-employment benefits, mainly retirees' health care liabilities totaled $139.2 billion. The third annual fiscal state of the cities report produced by a Chicago-based research organizer, Truth in Accounting, TIA, stated, many states and local governments are not in good shape, despite the economic and financial markets recovery since 2009. Let me stop there. See, this is what happens with the overall so-called economy. The financial market is not an indication of the economy. The financial market is nothing more than the barometer of the overall gambling, the corporate gambling that's going on. The market may have recovered since 2009, but the people never recovered, not from 2009, they haven't recovered from the Great Depression. They haven't recovered from the overall, when they started to take silver out of, from 1964, they haven't recovered from that overall ordeal when they took silver out of the coinage. When silver was actually taken out, there was a debasement. When silver was cladded, when coins were cladded with copper instead, pretty soon they're going to take the copper out of the coins. They're definitely going to take the nickel out of nickel. They're going to clad it with something else. You'll have plastic. You'll be cladded with plastic pretty soon. Why? Because it has no intrinsic value. It's limited in its intrinsic value. Very, very important. It has intrinsic value, but nowhere near as much as silver, nickel, copper, or gold.
So my sister sent me an article, and this article, people, they've got to see this thing because it talks exactly what you're talking about. And the article is called The Fallen Empires, Rome versus U.S. Hidden Secrets of Money, episode number 9. And what they're talking about that is the exact same thing that you talk about, because Rome had the same system we did. And what they ended up doing is exactly what you're saying. They started taking the precious metals out of their coinage. They started producing a whole lot more than they had representatives. Exact scenario. We're falling exactly where. So if they watch that, that would clear up a whole lot of that stuff. Because what's happening here, what's happening today, what's happening to this country, is by no means the first time this happened. This thing has been repeated throughout history over and over and over again.
Right. It's the cycle. You know, biblically, remember, you know, I say it all the time. If you want to know how important money is, you know, especially for, you know, just look at biblically with Christ, the Prince of Peace. The only time you ever saw Christ become violently, have a measure of violence, that turned on people was when? In the temple. With who? The money changers. What did Christ do? Got a cat and nine tails, started turning over the tables and started whipping them with a cat and nine tails, because they were changing money. They were what? Stealing from the people, and Christ knew the importance of that.
But also,
you remember, remember this
in his father's house,
right? You know. Because the father's house is the storehouse of money.
Ultimately, yes,
it's the storehouse of money. You were actually you're defiling what the great creator has made. We got a caller in queue. Let me go to that caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what's your question or comment? Let me look on the board real quick.
Greetings, greetings. This is Ross. How you doing?
I don't even look on the board to know who that is. What up, Ross? How you feeling, bro?
I'm good. I'm good. Peace to you, Pastor Keith. Brother Scotty had a great show last night as well on BTR News, so I just implore folks to check it out. He went into some really, really great information that I think is pretty straightforward, and it'll just provide some insight to the political processes taking place on the ground, some of them taking place on the ground in the country. That series that Pastor Keith talked about, that's where, remember the clip that I sent you about Bread and Circus? With that comparison between Rome and the U.S., it's all in the same series he's talking about. I posted it like 2-3 times on BTR because I think it's that important that people see like how identical the fall of this empire is to the fall of the Roman Empire. It's just completely amazing how these people for thousands of years have done the same things over and over and over, and the masses of people still are stupefied and propagandized and bred and circumcised to the point where we're still falling for the same stuff. They just slightly tweak it. They do the same thing. And interesting what you were talking about with silver, because a couple weeks ago, there was a flu that passed through my family. My son got it. My mother-in-law ended up picking it up for my wife since she cares for her on a regular basis. And then I was taking care of her during the time that my wife was working, going to work at her business on a Saturday. And I forgot my nana was sick. So I'm all in her face and, you know, hugging on her and just, you know, treating her real good. And I forgot until her nose started running towards the end of the day. I said, darn, I forgot. I said, I've been doing my silver, so I should be straight. So like within about 24 hours, I started to feel a little bit kind of slightly groggy, nothing major. And I said, you know what? Let me just do the smart thing. So I started taking 4 Thieves. I drink a combination of black tea and green tea every morning. So I put 2 drops of 4 Thieves oil in the green tea, and I did that throughout the day. The next day, I took a triple dose of silver. I also put hydrogen peroxide in both of my ears for about 10 minutes apiece to kill the germs in the ears, because colds and flu start in the ears first, then travel to the nose and throat and into the lungs. So I did all of that, and within less than 48 hours, I was straight. Never even got sick, never got the sniffles, never had a runny nose, nothing. So that's just a personal, recent, direct experience. Now, the other experience was with gold. My family and I took a educational tour of the Nile Valley back in 2007 with a notable African centered scholar from America. And while we were there, we went to Nubian Egypt when we were passing through the different temples in that section, and we passed like a Nubian church we went through and met some really great folks. So while we were actually in that region going towards the south, because the further south you go in Kemet, the darker the people get till you get to the original people. It's only in the northern sections that has been severely gentrified for the last few thousand years. So we met this young brother, a black Egyptian, and he took us around to like the local areas. Like we broke away from the group and we just went with him, and he was showing us some, you know, some little nooks and crannies, and we got some really, really powerful experiences that I could directly correlate as a historian and a writer. So while we were there, we just got so cool, and I had this bangles, a gold bracelet that my mother gave me that really meant a lot to me, but I knew that he wasn't a person with money, and I wanted to give him something, especially because, you know, he took us through these areas and showed us some things that we were able to see off the tour trail. So I gave him my bracelet, and you should have seen his eyes. His eyes got as big as saucers. He looked like he was about to cry. And he said, "You sure this is for me?" I said, "Yes." I said, "You can have it." I said, "No problem. You know," I said, "this is for you. I just want to thank you, you know, for taking us on this trip." And I said, "You're my brother." I said, "I want to give you something. I don't have money on me now because I left it at the hotel, but I wanted you to have this." So he went on to tell me that he thanked me profusely, and he said, "If something happens where my family is really, really struggling, I will be able to use this basically as a deposit to be able to take care of my family in the future. And and his appreciation was through the roof. And that was one of the first times I ever had a direct correlation to understanding what real money is in the eyes of other people outside of the U.S. who really understand what real money is. And when I saw the look on his face, and as I, you know, came back to the States, I always knew about those things, but I always took it for granted because, like everyone else, we're taught that money is cash. So even though I had an understanding of it, I did not really apply the importance of it. And years later, when I came to Tando and started to learn more and more about it, and I took your class and I learned so much more, it was mind-blowing. I always go back to that experience because it really lets you know that in countries outside of the U.S. where we're not propagandized towards self-destructive stupidity, these people on the ground in other countries who have been abused by the Western powers, mistreated, white supremacy, subjugated, and abused financially, these people understand it because they go through hell on such a regular basis or semi-regular basis that they know what real money is off the bat. And we have to be taught it because we've been so removed from our natural inclination towards connecting to nature and the deity through understanding reality. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Roz, that lesson is going to be front and center here in the States. And guess what? The people here in the States will come to fully understand that front and center through the experience that they're going to have. So, so true. Hold on, Roz, because I want to come back to you
before I go, but go ahead.
Because we got to go to a commercial. Okay, we got time. Go ahead, Roz.
Okay, I'll be quick. The other thing this reminds me of is going back to Trinidad, you know, to my ancestral family place that we were dropped off from the continent. And it's interesting because decades ago in like the mid-90s, the crime skyrocketed to the point where you couldn't wear gold. And it's culturally in Trinidad, wearing gold is a big thing. So they would literally rob you in carnival, broad daylight, gun you down, take your gold. So people stopped wearing gold and started wearing silver. And they were not robbing people for silver, but they were robbing people for gold. Now it's developed to the point where you can't wear anything shiny because they're robbing you for the gold and they're robbing you for the silver. So even the criminals understand what real money is. And when you go to these places, some of these islands, Trinidad is one, sadly, hopefully they'll get a handle on the criminals, the crime situation. But the truth is they're looking for real money. I'll leave it at that. Thank you, my brother, and I'll mute my line.
Well, wait, Roz, we got to go to a commercial break. But before we do that, I got time. I wanted to tell you this, you know, because Roz is told this story about his trip before, and it's so powerful. Recently, Roz, I don't know if you heard, I was sitting with some people from China, and it was their first time in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled out a silver coin, uh-huh. And the one lady that was the so-called spokesman for the table or had some influence with the table, they were looking to her from time. You know what the mm-hmm. first thing she said, Roz?
What was that?
She said, "Ah, real money."
That is powerful.
And I thought about you.
Wow.
And I thought about a million other things. I thought about your story. I thought about a million other things. And he said, "Ah, real money." And when I first got back, I told everybody here on this, you know, on the network, on Tando, about that overall experience. See, the rest of the world knows.
Yes.
What, like you said, what people here are very naive to, and they don't know. Because, and I'm going to tell you, it is very important to be as wise as you possibly can be. The wise heeds good instruction while a fool learns from experience.
Absolutely.
And we are, and I'm not saying that, I'm saying that in this form. For those of us that have heard about it and rejected it and said no and everything else, we're going to realize that was a foolish thing for us to have done. Because the experience is going to teach us that was foolish. But those of us that are hearing about it for the first time or are just getting into this,
and heeding it and saying, oh, wait a minute, there's something to this. That's a wise take. And the thing is that the wise heeds good instructions so that they won't have to be learned from the foolish experience. So very important what was just conveyed. So listen, everyone, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So, yeah, Rise, I just wanted to, that was, she said, ah, real money. And I was like, whoa. And so that was an experience, and these were individuals that were here in the U.S. for the first time, and they were from China.
You know what, Dave? One last thing. What you say regularly is, I think, one of the most important things you say relating to exactly the subject you're talking about. You can ignore reality, but you cannot ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. And that is what is terrifying for me with so many black people I've come across who have no concept of silver at all. They think that money is cash. They think that what rappers are throwing up in their videos and acting like a cell phones and putting to their ear is money. And they're going to get the harshest, most deadly lesson that they're ever going to get through experience if they don't take heed to what you're saying. And that's not just here. I'm talking to everyone globally within earshot of what you're saying. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people globally within earshot of what you're saying are fully aware of what you're saying. Sadly, it's the American African who is most lost in the concept of what real money is and the importance of making sure you have assets. Thank you, brother. I'll mute myself.
Roz, Pastor wanted to know when that trip was. I think Rod said it was like in 2000s, the early 2000s.
2007. It was in 2007.
2007. Much love, much respect, Rod. Always well said, bro. Just really, really important. And those experiences are significant. And we say these things and we emphasize them because the overall importance of them is just that much. It's really, really significant that we really come to full grips of this. It's not going to be pleasant. And so this system has had a long time to indoctrinate us to a lie, and it's been embedded in us in a very, very influential way by our overall daily exchanges, our family traditional practices. And so all of those things have negatively impacted us from what is truth. And the truth can stand on its own. But we here in the States is going to experience that. And then there'll be another nation that will not experience in that over generations that have changed. You know, Roz was talking about and how they repeat this stuff over and over again. And Keith, you said the same thing. They repeat it over and over again because every generation goes through what's called the New World Order. It ain't new. It's just new to you. You know, it's been the same thing rehashed over and over again. Ain't nothing new about the new World Order. It's the same old world order. The same old civilized approach to subjugation and enslavement. And it does that because it has the overall descriptive word, the adjective new, or the descriptive word of new. New is subjective. New to who? So very important. So get back into this article. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. In this article, it goes on. Okay, here it is. I wanted to make sure I lost my place. Here it is. The top five cities in the worst financial shape are, you ready, Keith? You have an idea what they are?
New York is number one. I would suspect.
New York is one.
You said the largest cities.
Yeah. The top five cities. No, no. The top five cities in worst financial shape are. You have an idea what they are?
Detroit.
No.
New York. Houston.
Nope. You've only said one, right?
Miami.
Nope.
California. Los Angeles.
Nope. Okay, here are the top five cities in worst shape, in worst financial shape are New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia, Honolulu, and San Francisco. These cities, in addition to, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, Oakland, and Portland all receive F grades. A grading of F. These were those are the top five ones. New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia, Honolulu, and San Francisco were the top five. And then in that, there were other cities that received the F grade. And those F grades were three cities, Dallas, Oakland, and Portland. In New York City, for example, only $4.7 billion has been set aside to fund $100.6 billion of promises for retirees' health care benefits. That's just their health care benefit. That's not even the overall benefit of retirement. Let me hit you with that one more time. In New York City, for example, only $4.7 billion has been set aside to fund an obligation of $100 billion of promised retiree health care benefits. So let's put that into perspective. You need $100 to fund your commitment to people. But guess what you all only have, Keith?
$4.70.
How woefully short are you? Whew. Wait a minute. That's just in healthcare benefits. That's not even in the disbursements of the retirement disbursement. It goes on. In Philadelphia, every taxpayer would have to pay $28,000 to cover the city's debt. And in San Francisco, $22,600 per taxpayer. So everybody in San Francisco, every taxpayer in San Francisco would have to come up with $22,600 to cover the city's debt.
Okay, so what we have to remember with that is $26,000 to cover the city's debt. $200,000
every single taxpayer that's in that city.
Every taxpayer.
In that city.
Regardless of age.
Every taxpayer in that city. No, no, taxpayers. They say taxpayers.
Yeah, I question that.
Exactly, okay. Keith.
Okay.
Exactly. I'm right along with you.
So that's fine. We'll do it their way, taxpayers.
Yeah, right. We'll do it their way. Right. You're still broke.
Yeah. But that's $26,000.
You're still broke.
You got $200,000 for everyone for the federal, right? That's not including yours. And the average American has less than $1,000 to cover an emergency.
Yes. But, you know, since they gave these numbers, you know what that means, right?
It means they're much worse.
They're much worse than that. They're much, much, much worse than that. Just like the national debt, they say it's $22 trillion. No, how about multiplying that by multiples of 40? Okay, it's 10 times that.
Well, the fact of the matter is it's irrelevant.
It's
irrelevant.
No, but
because it might as well be an infinite amount because there's no way that it could be attained.
Yeah, it can't, but it's extremely relevant because of this, is that every person listening to this is going to be adversely affected by that.
Absolutely. I'm just talking about the amount that they're saying.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's broke. But here's the significance of it that's very, very important, is that while you have time, you have to protect yourself. And that overall window of opportunity to protect yourself is closing. It's closing. That's why it's so important. It's so, so important. Russia and China are saying what? We dropping U.S. debt. We're getting out of it. We're getting rid of that cat. Get rid of it.
So, again, Dave, you said something, and what you said is true, but again, it needs to have much more emphasis on what you're saying. Now, when you say it's closing like your house is on fire, the garage is going down, and once it goes down, you can't open it back up. So it's a matter of sprinting to the garage and diving underneath it before that, before it closes. It's closing at such an unbelievably rapid rate.
And here's why what you're saying is so true and relevant, Keith, is because of this. Most people now don't have the overall means to exchange their cash for things of intrinsic value. And I say that because of this. One, sometimes we become our own worst enemies from being taught. The thing about practice is that practice doesn't always make better, but practice always does this. Practice makes permanent. Practice makes permanent is more closer to the truth than practice makes perfect. And we have been practicing consumerism most of us our whole lives. If you're an exception to it, I'm not speaking to you directly, so please don't be that shallow in that statement, in taking it that way, because it's a very, very important thing that we're trying to convey here. This practice of consumerism has become such a permanent fixture in our lives to that when we're introduced to something opposite of that, we don't get it. We don't understand it. And it's because we haven't been educated in that. We've actually been miseducated and deceived and domesticated into something that is going to benefit someone else. And so right now, you know, the everyday person can't do what China and Russia is doing on the margins that they're doing it on, because they have what, Keith? They have
assets.
They have a lot of cash on their hands to get rid of. So what are they doing? They're exchanging that cash for assets. The key to a profit is not where you sell, is where you enter the market. They are taking their cash and entering the market because they're getting an asset that the market is asking the overall wrong entry price on. So they're running to do that. So in their eyes, they want the overall assets to do what, Keith? Stay low. Because then they can consume and acquire even more. With the everyday person that here, an everyday person generally is naive to it. They don't even want an asset. They want a consumer good. They want an entertaining good. They want to do things that what happens is that when you subjugate and enslave people for so long, what is that stress, what does it do? It has a psychological effect that they just want relief from the burden. And so it develops bad habits.
Hey, you know what, Dave? I don't even know if it's been so long. You know, and the reason why I say that is because when you have a loss of information, it might seem like lifetime to lifetime, but it really isn't. You know, and I put that in perspective to Martin Luther King, civil rights, et cetera, et cetera.
I thought you was going to say Martin Luther the King.
Martin Luther King. But that seems like eons ago.
Yeah,
that wasn't that long ago.
Right.
And why I bring this up is because my parents were not consumerists, and they did not think along a consumerist terms. They saved, they put things away, And when they needed to have something, they went and bought it, and they didn't put themselves in all that debt like we did. This was a conscious effort from the higher echelon to teach the people to be this way.
Exactly.
And with us, it was not that way.
What did Rockefeller say? I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. That's, you're exactly right, Keith. And there is a natural, there's a natural law. There's a natural spirit of the law that goes along with that. The spirit of the law will not allow you to violate, to be able to violate physics. It will not allow you to violate certain things. And when we engage in things that are absolutely against the overall spirit of the law, just the overall practice of it puts us into a position of disenfranchisement. And we lose. And we lose much. I think we have, is there a caller in queue?
Yes, it's Ross again. I just had to chime in with this discussion because something just came to me. And brilliant discussion, and it all makes sense. What I'm seeing is that, like you said, they don't. Matter of fact, I posted a video with George Carlin discussing the fact that American politics is designed to give the people the illusion that they have some sort of control. And he discussed the fact that that most people don't really understand, like you always say, how the system works. So we are conditioned, really, with politicians to set it and forget it. We vote them in office. We don't follow the money trail. There's no direct accountability for what's being done with our money. So what I'm seeing, just from what you discussed as far as the cities that are in the most debt, it really goes to show that the government at the very top has been overspending money that they're leeching from the cities individually. And when it gets down to the people on the people level, it's via the banks, it's via the payment mechanisms where you have these bank accounts and they're forwarding your quote unquote paycheck to these and it's what I'm seeing is that the system is and how they're doing their theft is slowly starting to be exposed because of the machinations globally to move away from the US dollar. And as people on the bottom who are going to lose their pensions and can't afford basic necessities start to get wind of the trickle down effect of the high ranking, high level grand theft going on at the top in order to waste money on military spending and waste money attacking people who don't want to be terrorized and mistreated by the U.S. dollar hegemony, that it's all going to start to be made plain as this collapse of the empire continues to snowball into a massive, massive boulder. And to me, those signs, because those cities, all the money that you're saying that these cities owe, where are they spending all this money? How can the mayor and the governor and the Senate and the legislature for each state account for the money that they're saying these cities owe? When it's not really the cities, it's the federal government, it's the president, it's all the people at the top who have been spending all of this excessive money and dumping the debt down the, like they say, you know, SHIT rolls downhill. That's pretty much what we're seeing. And as you were talking, it's like more and more is being exposed as far as the machinations and what's actually happening behind the scenes that the average person has no concept is going on. And then when that catches up to the oppression of the people via their inability to spend that cash and get what they need because the value of the dollar is no longer existent, that's when you're going to see rioting and potentially people going after these politicians in the streets. Because then the truth is going to be made bare. They're going to be told, well, there's nothing we can do about it, which is what happened in 1929. The difference is in 1929, a lot more people were rich and jumping off buildings and things like that. The poor people were already poor, so they just had to make slight adjustments to their everyday reality. Today, it's going to be so far-reaching that people are going to want retribution for that kind of theft that put them in a situation where they're starving like they are. And that would tie into that whole discussion with, you know, China funding our enemies. it's really like now it's really being made bare, because exactly what Pastor Keith said yesterday, those other countries, those people don't care. They want this to end, and they don't care who gets taken out, because they're trying to get rid of a certain number of people within the next few years, however many billions of people they're trying to get rid of. But this can create an uprising that will be unprecedented in human history, just based on what you guys just went through less than 10 minutes ago. With that, I'll mute myself, but I just think this discussion is so profound and so important. It is just incredible. Thank you, brothers.
You know, the Great Depression, the difference between the U.S. has never come out of the Great Depression. They just hid it through programs, through you can't evict someone. You have to give the notice, and then you have assistance programs and everything else. But without those overall programs, right, what you do is that you lull people to sleep to think that it's something other than what it really is. And then that's how you trap them. The dollar is the biggest trap set for, you know, slavery was redefined and revolutionized. They took it from the acreage fields of plantations in the land, and they put it in a 4x6 piece of paper. And on that overall small strip, they were able to subjugate even more people than what the overall plantations could hold. You're able to get millions upon millions with just one piece of paper trapped. And that's what's happening. And so just imagine in the shutdown or whenever, Keith, we read it before, how many young people in this country rely on government assistance?
52% of the children.
The Great Depression had nothing on. We've been in that overall cycle of that ever since. They were just able to mask it and hide it.
The soup lines were no longer, you go out there and stand on the street and the line.
Right. They wanted to, because they wanted to hide their conspiracy. See, when you have soup lines and everything else, someone can definitely see. It's a show me state. Oh, I can see it now. So what they did was that they wanted to hide their tracks of the criminality and the conspiracy agenda against every single person. So what did they do? They created something of worthlessness, gave it to everyone, and that was the trap. And it has an expiration date. And so here's what this article continues to say. TIA analysts, state and city data, TIA analyzed state and city data to make it more accessible and easy to understand for taxpayers and citizens, who TIA argues deserves easy understanding, truthfulness, transparency, and financial information from their government. You're not going to get that.
What organization is this?
This organization is TIA.
Who is TIA? Is that a truthful organization?
TIA stands for Truth in Accounting.
What do you know about them?
Well, what I know about them is that this article that they're telling the truth.
They're telling the truth. That's why I'm at.
They're telling the truth.
Okay.
Yes.
That's why.
They're definitely telling the truth, and their overall agenda is to get what the people to understand the truth and to be transparent about what's really going on. But see, this is the big problem. Here's a problem that I have. It says, deserve easy access to understand truthful and transparency of the financial information from their government. The criminal is never going to admit to you that they're committing a crime. The criminal is going to lie and to conspire to keep that overall crime hidden. And if they're caught in one way, they're going to come in the other way.
I got a question for you.
Wait, Keith, real quick. It's an oxymoron. This is an oxymoronic statement. You can't have truthfulness with government.
I got a question for you. What is the bigger criminal?
Mm-hmm.
Is it our government or is it our banks?
Aren't they one in the same?
I'm asking.
They're one in the same. Yes. I think the overall biggest criminal is the corruption and greed that has been institutionalized in us all. Because that's what keeps this overall, that's what keeps this, these methods and this objective going. This is what keeps it alive, our engagement, our energy. And we don't need to target the government. We need to target ourselves.
Well, that's easy to say, though, Dave. I don't know about kinda. And here's why I said kinda.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said the government and the banks are one and the same. I agree with that. But I would disagree with they're one and the same in totality. Here's what I mean by that. I believe that with the exception of, you know, when I look at this country, and there's an article I need to share with you later, removing the race out of this country. All right? Let's remove the race out of this country. And that's huge, and it can't be done, but just to make the argument that I'm making, right? If you were to remove the race out of this country, I think that this country had a pretty good foundation and platform. Right. But as you progress, if you look at the founder fathers of the United States, they warned of the very things that we're seeing. For instance, I think that the government could be corrected quite easily. At least it could have been. It can't now because it's beyond our capabilities. But if you were to remove all the dark money and the money out of our politics, you take the general mindset of the people 40 years ago, removing the race, right? And you had those people pay attention to the government, which allowed themselves to be persuaded by the banks, which bought the government, which led them on the path that we are, which is in defiance to the greater needs of the masses. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now you got this huge snowball rolling down a hill, picking up everything and everybody. But I don't think it started that way. If that makes any sense.
he laughs because he looked at me. If that makes sense, looking at me, I just shook my head. No. I'm just playing. It does. And I'm going to just say this, Keith. It has to always start with us, the individuals, because these entities and these institutions aren't real people. There is no such thing as the United States of America. That's something that was a fictional creation. It's not the truth. There is no, you know, they talk about the United States of America. They'll put the pronoun on it as she needs this, she needs that. She don't exist. The truth of the matter is that we've been so indoctrinated into such fantasy that we can't see the mirage that's right before.
Absolutely.
What really is that you have a collective group of people that have organized themselves,
yes,
to uphold something that is going to adversely affect other people. And they think that it's affecting other people, but it's destroying them as well.
Ultimately.
The thing about dispensing poison is that your hand first touches it. And the individual, us individually, is going to have to make a concerted effort to detox ourselves from this society and this civilization that we've been indoctrinated in. Because there is no prosperity in it. It's not making anybody wealthy.
What do you mean it's not making anybody wealthy?
It's not making anybody wealthy because that overall seed of despair is destructive.
Yeah, but I want to say not to everybody. To end, look, and we talked about this.
Wait, we got to go to a commercial break. And I think we got another caller in queue as well. So we got to hit this commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And we're talking about, you know, because of the overall debt that that the U.S. has, is that it's not going to be, no longer will you see the USD. When I see USD, I don't say U.S. dollar. I say U.S. default. And that's what's really happening, because it is in a very, very extreme downward spiral into default, and it's only going to continue to go. And where I just wanted to give you some of the information that substantiates and validates that so that you can do the appropriate thing in protecting yourself, your family, and the overall community at large, because that's really the only real solution to this. And so just before we went to the commercial break, Keith was commenting on something, but I think we had a caller in queue. I was actually not on the board. I'm actually in this one article. So if there's a caller in queue, welcome caller to Tando Radio Show. What's your question or comment? Wasn't quite sure if there was. Let me try to pull it up. No, I don't think so. Okay. And if you do, if you have a question or comment, just say excuse me because I can't see the board right now. We'd greatly appreciate it. Keith, you were saying something before we went to the break. Don't take long, huh?
Refresh my line.
No, I sure won't. No, we were just talking about, you know, the organizations are made up of.
Where this might be semantics.
There is no such thing as the United States of America.
Well, no, you were saying that this doesn't profit anybody.
Yeah,
and I disagree with that.
Doesn't make anyone wealthy.
It does. It absolutely does. It makes the people that you see get extremely wealthy, getting wealthy. Now, this isn't a true word, but I'm going to use it. Irregardless, right? What is going
How
to
about
the masses?
Just regardless?
Okay, regardless. What is going to the masses?
Yeah.
Right? Because we see who is prospering, and we can't deny that those people are prospering. You know, they might be evil, and all of them are. But
I would say, Keith, they're rich. They're not wealthy, because what happens in my overall estimation is that, see, they may be able to steal some crumbs, but they ultimately lose everything in the continuous.
Absolutely,
eternity is a whole lot longer.
But
then the 5, 20, or 50, or 80 years that you're going to be here, that's nothing.
You're absolutely right. And we talked about this the other day, that ultimately, this is, the prince of this world is Satan. So that's right in line with what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, for the people that are enacting these things that are being done, they're profiting in ways exactly like they wanted to profit to do these things.
I say they're stealing, they're not profiting.
Same thing. Okay. As far as their eyes go. You know, and right. I agree with you, ultimately speaking. Because what does it prosper a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But
how can you steal something that you never created?
But they can use it to their advantage.
Sure.
And
sure.
That's what
it's
their
a malevolent
goal
agenda.
Is to do. Right.
It's a malevolent agenda, but the ones that are really going to be harmed by this all are the ones that think that acting this way brings them wealth. Acting them this way profits them. Acting this way, choosing this overall course and direction is something that's beneficial to them. Because ultimately, as before, you know, when you pass poison, it touches your hands first.
And ultimately.
And continuously.
Yeah, but you're talking in light of a person that has a saved soul, right?
I'm talking in general with each and all.
When you say generally, I say in reality, that's what you're talking ultimately. Mm-hmm. But these people aren't thinking. It goes back to what I was saying. What good does it do to profit, to gain the whole world? But if your imagination, if your goal is to gain the world,
there's a price for that.
Ultimately, but they don't care about that. That's not what they're
saying. Right, it's important. Right. Because it's an individual choice, and that's why individualism is so, so important. Those individuals have made a choice to engage in this. And then they've aligned with other individuals that have made that same choice.
Absolutely.
And they've created an organization.
Right. And that's
an alliance. Allegiance.
Yeah. And as far as they're concerned, they are profiting in all the ways that they wanted to profit.
And then they can create a fictional mirage.
Sure.
That's called the United States of America. And then it has to be given, it has to have a written constitution that is on a piece of paper. The old saying is only worth the paper is written on. Means nothing really. But when people give energy to it, now it lives. Now it lives. So in this article, check this out, Keith. In this article, it says, by the end of the fiscal year of 2017, 63 cities did not have enough cash or enough money to pay pay all their bills. The report states, let me move this down. The report stated, meaning that way revenue. In order to appear to be balanced, to have a balanced budget, TIA noted, electoral officials have not included the true cost of the government in their own budget calculations and have pushed costs onto future taxpayers. In determining the taxpayers' burden, TSA divides the amount of money needed to pay the bills by the number of city taxpayers. The taxpayer's burden equals to the amount of the money each taxpayer would need to pay off the city's entire debt. Cities that can't pay their bills are identified as sinkhole cities. The taxpayer surplus is the amount of money left over after all bills are paid. Divided by the estimated number of taxpayers in each city, the cities will have a surplus and or could pay their own bills called Sunshine City. This year, there were 63 sinkholes and only 12 sunshine. The top five in the best financial shape are, do you know what the top five cities are? Pete, you have a clue? You know what the top five sunshines were?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Okay, the top fives are Irvine.
Texas?
No, Irvine in California.
Okay.
Charlotte, Washington, D.C.
Wait, Charlotte, Carolina?
Yep, Charlotte, Washington, D.C. Lincoln and Fresno. And I would say you can't even really classify Washington, D.C. as an American city.
Right.
It's a city-state, not even an American city. So those were the top ones that were considered sunshine. Despite the majority of the city's low-ranking financial conditions improved for most of the cities analyzed, TSA stated, a favorable investment environment helped improve results, particularly in the government pension funds, leading to lower net pension liability. This helped illuminate a need for improving the timelessness of government financial reporting, and we've had a reminder in recent months that stocks can go down as well as up. Here's the gist of that. That was temporary. That was, you know, because the stock market is corporate gambling. It's loaded dice, it's rigged. Do you really think that when you go to Vegas, if you're a gambler, that that room that they give you is free, that food or that drink that they give you is free? Why do you think they give you that? Because they know they're going to take it, they're going to get it back from you, what?
And some.
In their casino.
Sure.
The house never loses. Else it wouldn't be a house. They would give that space to somebody that would develop a house that is manipulating and structuring everything for what? The house to never lose. So, here's what's so significant about that. And we're going to have a part two to this. Remember, PG&E just went bankrupt. So do you know what that does to all of the overall cities that are already affected by PG&E?
Talk about energy.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about
now, let me just say this. Here's the significance of PG&E going down. Check this out. Here's the significance of PG&E going down. Of the top five cities, is really top four cities. Because Washington, D.C. is not really a United States city. So I'm going to say of the top four, taking Washington, D.C. out, you have Irvine, Charlotte, Lincoln, and Fresno, California. Do you realize that two of the top five are now going to be adversely affected by PG&E's bankruptcy, Irvine and Frisco and Fresno?
Or could they not be?
Right. But it's also going to cross-pollinate into all of the cities, in all of the retirement accounts, in all of the it's a situation where, very important, if you are in the workforce, let me give this solution. You are in the workforce now. If you're a young millennial or younger than that, or just entering the workforce, or you have your children going into the workforce, do not school them on being submissive to pension. It doesn't exist. It's a facade. You are not going to get your overall. It's mathematically impossible, nor will they do it. You're not going to get what you pay into it. It is very important that we become our own financial advisors and take our own financial lives under control. You have to be your own pension plan. You have to establish a savings plan that really does work, that's been fundamentally, provenly sound, not for 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. The United States isn't even 400 years old. It hadn't even been here for five centuries. But you need to be able to do something that's been going on for millions of years, having a financial truth that's been substantiated and validated throughout human history. One of the reasons why you have to take over the financial control of your life and your family lives is because of this. You can't have blind faith into giving your overall earnings from what you work for to someone that you don't know with a promise that they're going to pay you later. Do you know the overall drug habits of these managers, these hedge fund managers? Do you know their moral convictions? Do you know their name? Do you know where they live? Do they know you? You know their drug habits? Their character, do you know that? No, absolutely not. And this is what happens with blind faith. This is what happens with blind faith. But what do you do know? You know you. You know your moral convictions. So what should you be sharpening? Every single person, if you're in the workforce now, what you need to be doing is taking control of your future, because ultimately it's you that are going to have to be able to count on what you have done. You can't rely on someone else's promise. This is why the dollar is known as a promissory note. How many promises has man failed you on? How many promises have been broken by him? The key is this. One, learn the difference between currency and money. Two, learn the difference between a prodigious saver and a prodigious consumer. Three, act off of it. It has to be an individual choice in an individual direction. You can be entertained by the clown, but you don't have to be the clown's fool. Very, very, very important. And this is only going to benefit you, your family, and the overall community when you do this. How many depression? How many 2008? How many economic collapses will it take for us to realize something? We're gambling. We're gambling with our overall financial lives, with our energy, with our workforce energy that we won't be able to get back. If you're 20 years old, you're not going back to 10 years old. If you're 50, you're not going back to 30. You won't be able to gain that energy of that time. So you have to use what you have now wisely. It will benefit you. And then when it benefits you, you'll be able to do what? Help others. But you have to first take that step for yourself. You have to first do it for you. You were born alone. That initial step starts with you. You have to do it. If you want to be able to have the quality of life that you know that you deserve, it needs a change of direction. You know, Keith, I was listening to it was a show that was on. I was somewhere and there was a show on the TV, and they had this one person that was giving people advice about banking and everything else, what they should be doing with their money, with their cash. And I said, wow. I looked back and I said, man, I fell for that. And I looked back to that time when I fell for that. I said, wow, she would have got me. And it was, and I'm going to tell you, mainstream media will never, ever, 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 ever promote the truth.
It's funny you should bring that up. I'm assuming that this young lady that you're talking about is a blonde with short hair.
No, no, no.
All right, the one that I'm talking about is, and she's very compelling. She seems to give excellent advice, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I saw an interview with her one time.
There's no measure of truth to it.
There really is not. There really is not.
And the truth stands alone. You don't need you and I. But what you say? I'm sorry, Keith. You said you saw an interview with her.
So that was the gist of it. I mean, you know, even...
But what did she say? You said she was...
She was basically saying that she doesn't go by the stuff that she puts out on, Keith. No. She puts that stuff out because she's paid to do so. But those aren't the practices she follows. You know, it's kind of no different than... And
she was reading the script. She was paid to read the script.
Yeah.
That is how the system uses what they hold sacred. The airways is sacred to the system.
And where I find that so compelling, Dave, is because... You're talking
about Susie Orman.
That's what I'm talking about.
You gotta say it, you know? Well, I said it. You didn't say it. I said it. Talking about Susie Orman.
I just talking about our system. Yes, that's what I was talking about. But as we talk about these things, you know, we're talking about the entire system. And we were taught to believe in these people that are considered experts in our society. The Bible says something that I didn't understand a long time ago, but it's coming much more evident now. And the Bible says, and I paraphrase, he says, I'm going to show your wise men to be fools. And if you look at where we are, it was our doctor, one of the most finest educated people that we know, Joyce Brothers, that brought about all this stuff. If we look at our doctors, you know, the vast majority of our doctors, they do not use chemotherapy. They do not use radiation when they have cancer. You know, so, but guess what? It's a cash cow. You know, so we got to learn how to decipher, you know.
Reconnect what we shut off.
Absolutely.
Because it's still there. We just got to re-engage it. If we don't, feed it, then we're going to lose it. Yeah. Brother Davis, we're going to go to Brother Davis and then end out the show. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
We have gotten caught up in the cosmetics. You see, everybody, the system puts makeup on you. And what you don't like, you touch up. But you fail to realize it's only makeup. It doesn't change who you are. You begin to believe the image you see is you, and it's not. It's makeup. It's deception. And it's so much of it going around today that you have accepted it because it's taken the value out of your lives. The system will not they will not restore that. You have to restore that. You can go around thinking everybody sees you to be what the makeup says you are. But in truth, eventually you got to take that makeup off. If you don't take it off in a situation that you are in control, then don't nobody care what you look like under it, because you don't have no control. Think about that very clearly, because I'm going to tell you something. The makeup supply is about to disappear. And a lot of people still think, well, I got my makeup on. That'll cover up the bumps, the bruises, the scratches. No, it will not. Because guess what? A lot of this has become because of you. You've accepted it. Oh, the makeup looks nice. It makes me feel better about myself. The truth is, how you feel should depend on how you value yourself. And that is the bridge most of us must cross before we understand that if I value me, I have to do what I need for me. I just wanted to add that. Great show, my brothers, as usual, and look forward to Monday.
I dropped the mic. Brother Davis, drop the mic, because, you know, that analogy of the makeup is so true. It's so true. And I appreciate you, Brother Davis. Always good to hear the voice of a friend. Man. So what more can we need? What more can we say on today's show? But we'll have a part two, because there's a lot more to it. And when we do, I want to really get into some of the dynamics of it, because it's very important. And I just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Never goodbye, as always. We'll see you later. Thank you, Roz, for calling in, Brother Davis for calling in, and all of you that are listening. Please support Black Talk Radio Network. Give a dollar donation to the network, please. Network needs it to stay on air. Where else, you know, you may hear some things, but there is only one Black Talk Radio Network. There's only one Tando Radio Show. There's only one, you know, you. There's only one that we have, and we need to cherish and appreciate what it is that we have. We need to feed the roots instead of just constantly eating the fruit. So much love, much respect. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you, great creator willing, God willing, in the future. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.